Now more than ever, people need to go within and plug into that cellular memory, plug into divine source, detach as much as possible from the matrix. A lot of these people that have all these abilities, who have celestial star ancestry, they're operating not only throughout this cosmos, but in higher planes, and they're working against the Draco Empire. The photonic energy and the cosmic rays will activate our higher centers. And it's incumbent upon us to ride that frequency wave.
Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you are listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my very special guest is Janice Barcello. Janice Barcello is a transformational teacher, a birth activist and whistleblower, and someone who is concerned with all things that limit or undermine human love. Janice is an outspoken leader in the movement to expose the violence of hospital birth and to get birth out of the hospitals and back into the home. Through her radio and television shows and in her forthcoming book series, she speaks out about the horrors of technologically managed pregnancy and childbirth, as well as the evils of mind control, Satanism, pedophilia, child abuse, pornography, abortion, vaccines, and much more. Janice has spent the last 15 years uncovering the long-term and intergenerational impact of primal trauma on the human body, mind, spirit system. She views the ever-escalating amount of violence being inflicted on babies and pregnant mothers as systematic, methodical, purposeful evil. Janice has lectured extensively on this topic and has created an important curriculum designed to help end the lineage of abuse, violence, and trauma and restore humanity's capacity to love. Janice's work is dedicated to creating a mass awakening on planet Earth and to the elimination of evil worldwide. In addition to her radio and television shows, she offers educational classes, webinars, and teacher trainings, as well as programs designed especially for men. Her website is birthofanewearth.com, and her blog site is birthofanewearth.blogspot.com, and we will have links to her websites and her work on our Cosmic Switchboard website. So without any further ado, Janice, how are you?
James, I'm real good.
Thank you for coming on to our show, Janice. Your information is so vital in this day and age. We take for granted some things such as childbirth, and we don't realize that the satanic nature of this system basically hammers us from birth. From the moment we come through the birth canal, what should be a joyous, wondrous, spiritual experience is fraught with trauma, and indeed with satanic ceremony. So right off the bat, I would like you to talk about the satanic nature, almost of a ceremonial nature, of childbirth in modern hospitals and what we could do about that.
It's a very, very deep topic. And actually, the control system begins prior to conception, because we are being manipulated sexually. We are being conditioned to behave from base carnal impulses and to conceive children as a side effect of fleshy indulgence. And when children are conceived that way without any parental thought or parental preparation for their arrival, they are traumatized right at the gate during the conception. And then while they're in the womb, there's a tremendous amount of trauma happening as well. Babies that are not wanted suffer extremely. And I would venture to say that's about 70% of the children that are being conceived on this planet. They are accidents. They're not really wanted. Their parents are considering abortion, or they are attempting abortion or committing abortion. And so children are carrying massive amounts of trauma from the lack of love and from the lack of being wanted in the womb. There's a lot going on prior to childbirth. And all of this has been orchestrated by the dark forces. I just gave a talk in April about pornography and the deliberate manipulation of human sexuality. So people should take a look at that work also to get a real good grounding in where this really all begins, which is prior to conception, and the fact that many children are being conceived through false unions and parents that don't love each other and all of that, and parents that don't even want them. So by the time childbirth occurs, these same parents who are absolutely unconscious, who have no clue about the evil underpinnings of the medical system, who's behind it, what their real agenda is, these basically biological robots, I'll call them automatons, go into hospitals to give birth. And the reason that they do this is because they have been told through their mind control televisions and their mind control newspapers and other various forms of mind control that they've been subjected to, that hospitals are the safest place to give birth. And nothing could be further from the truth. In the United States, we have one of the highest maternal and infant mortality rates in the world. I think we rank about number 70 in terms of infant mortality, which means that 69 other countries are doing a better job than we are in terms of keeping their children alive past day one. And the reason we have so many mothers and infants dying in the United States is precisely because of medical interference in the birth process. Everything. Every single thing that they do during what we call prenatal care and during hospital birth is harmful. It's not accidentally harmful. It is intentionally harmful. I want to clarify that that doesn't mean that everybody who works in a hospital understands that they are participating in evil. Most of the people who work in hospitals are completely unconscious, like the parents who are giving birth in hospitals. Most of these people think that they're doing something beneficial when, in fact, they are participating, as you said, in Luciferian rituals, rituals which are designed to initiate the incoming children into a Luciferian order, into a matrix in which these children will have pretty much no chance of having a happy life because of the way that they are being brought into the world and because of the way that they are being raised, and also because of the nature of the reality that they are being indoctrinated within. So this is a very, very complex topic. It's a very important and deep topic because all of us that were born in hospitals have been affected by this Luciferian mind control conditioning and by the initiations that are taking place through hospital birth. And these things have affected our lives. If you look around in the United States, you will see children who are extremely sick and dysfunctional. So we have children with various diseases, childhood leukemia, asthma, childhood diabetes, attention deficit disorder. Autism is off the charts. We've got one in 45 boys in the United States now so deeply neurologically damaged that they are almost unable to function. They have become autistic. They're unable to relate to other people. Some of them are unable to speak. They're unable to eat properly. They can't function. So, and boys are hit harder in the United States than girls because of the brain damage that is inflicted through the trauma of circumcision, which happens 96% of the time in this country with no anesthetic whatsoever. All babies that are born in hospitals are being tortured, okay? There's no question about this, but baby boys in particular are experiencing one of the most diabolical and despicable violations known to mankind. And that process is called circumcision, by which they are sexually tortured and genitally mutilated, irreversibly genitally mutilated, which will affect their psyches and their well-being for the rest of their lives. So we can go deep into the process of circumcision, but we may want to start with what's happening during prenatal care to the babies and go through it in an orderly fashion in terms of what's happening to them during hospital birth. Does that sound appropriate to you, James?
Yes, Janice, start from the beginning, because people have to understand that it's a step-by-step process from the point where we are brainwashed by the mass media. We are desensitized. Love has been taken out of the equation of the creational act of lovemaking, replaced by pornography and every kind of weird inversion that people can think of. So please start from the beginning, and we'll have you on more than once if that's okay with you, because it's such a deep subject, we need to thresh it out.
Yeah, it's the information I'm sharing, I think, is some of the most important for us to get a handle on so that we can return our system to love and to help our children have a happy life and to help our children be able to love, because everything that they're being exposed to and that we have been exposed to is the antithesis of love, and intentionally so. It is designed to break us so that we will never be able to experience authentic and enduring human love. Let's start at the beginning and say, so why, who's behind this, and why are they doing this? Why are they attacking us this way? And this is a spiritual battle that we are in the midst of now. And if people know the story about Lucifer, who was apparently an angel, a high archangel type of entity, and at the side of the real creator, and then Lucifer rebelled against the creator and said, "You're not the boss. I'm just as good as you. I can be God too." He didn't want to be an underling, in other words. He wanted to be God himself. And many of the other angels agreed with Lucifer, and they too wanted to become gods themselves instead of accepting and understanding the love that the real creator is offering us and has given us right from the get-go. They just wanted to create their own way rather than participate in God's program, you see. So we have a cult on this planet right now made up of these entities and their offspring who are Luciferians. They are worshiping Lucifer. They are actively wanting to become gods themselves. You'll often hear this in the New Age movement where you're being told you are God, you know, in your deepest identity, this kind of stuff. So their tentacles are reaching out to try to grab the youth and pull them into Satanism and Luciferianism, which are very much intertwined. But what we have here is a rebellion against the Creator, and a group of entities that take great delight in destroying the Creator's design, in destroying the Creator's program. So the Creator's program is all about love. It's all about abundance and fulfillment. You know, I'm going to give you a very simple example of how they work. We've been indoctrinated into a system of mathematics through what we call education. And we learn that 1 plus 1 equals 2 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. And that kind of mathematics, right? The kind of mathematics that exists only in a dead universe. But in the living universe that the Creator designed for us, in fact, 1 plus 1 can equal many more than 2. So if you have one man and one woman who deeply love each other, and they want to bring their love into eternity through the creation of life. In that sense, 1 plus 1 can equal 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or however many children these two living beings decide to create. And in the same way, the mathematics of creation, the mathematics that has been designed by the Creator, if we look at one tomato seed, for example, and we plant that little tomato seed, and it grows into a tomato plant with a multitude of tomatoes on it that contain dozens more tomato seeds in each tomato. And this is the mathematics of creation. So in the case of one tomato seed, we can manifest many dozens more tomatoes and tomato plants with an endless supply that's never ending. So our minds have been placed into a box, the box that the matrix, the Luciferian matrix, has designed for our minds to limit our understanding of creation and to limit our ability to connect with the real Creator's program. All right, this is how the Luciferians work. They want to trap us, and they have created a system, I'll call it the technocratic world, in which to trap us. They trap our attention, they trap our energy within this technocratic world, they trap our minds, and they trap our souls in this technocratic world. So we have on our planet millions of people engaged in what we call work, going to their jobs, getting up every day to do something that they hate so that they can generate money from the Luciferian world, and that they can provide food and shelter for their families. And they do this day after day for decades, right? Which is a robotic program. It is a trap. It is not part of the Creator's design. No other species does this, because no other species is indoctrinated into the technocratic world at the same level that mankind is. Of course, we are trapping animals as well, in terms of meat farms, you know, dairy farms. The things that we do to animals, the cruelty that we inflict on them, is all part of the satanic order, as is the fact that people are consuming their flesh. This is all part of Satanism. This is all part of the Luciferian rebellion against God. But most animals are free, right? They live in nature. They live in accordance with the Creator's design, whereas most of mankind is not free. We're living in an altered system in which we are slaves. We are enslaved, and we feel trapped, and we feel as if we cannot get out of it, and we teach our children to live in this system and participate in this system, even though we know at our core that they will never find happiness there, in the same way that we have never been able to find happiness within this Luciferian system. So the beginning of the mind control indoctrination, as I mentioned earlier, happens with conception. It happens with two people wanting to get off from a carnal impulse and haphazardly creating life. These people have no interest in creating life. Their interest was to have a few minutes of physical pleasure. But unfortunately, when people do this, every time this energy is raised, we're dealing with life-creating potential. That is what its purpose is. Its purpose is for the regeneration and renewal of life and the solidification and fulfillment of love. But we have taken our original design based in love and life, and we are using it now for the satanic purpose of getting off, basically, just getting a carnal flash of pleasure, physical pleasure, and come what may, so what if we have children, so what if we get pregnant, we'll just murder our kids. Okay, or it doesn't matter if they suffer. So what if they're in a womb where they're not wanted or where their parents are fighting all the time? Who cares? They won't remember. This is what we've been led to believe. And we've been in denial completely about the significance of the first 9 months in the womb and the memories that are created there and the impact that this has on the development and the psyche of our children. We've pretended that what we're doing doesn't matter and that it doesn't affect our kids. But look around. Look at the children. Look at the children of divorce. Look at the children of single parents. Look at the children in foster care. And the ones who have been basically orphaned because their parents are not parenting or are incapable of parenting. Okay, so we've got big-time satanic influences happening because of our sexual behavior. We've taken our sexual energy and placed it in the realm of the satanic, and we are bringing children into that realm and cursing them to live in that realm because of what we are doing. All right? After all of this, after we conceive them haphazardly, gestate them in wombs where they're not wanted, gestate them in wombs where mothers are drinking, you know, drugging, smoking, eating GMO foods, getting vaccinated for Christ's sake, everything that these mothers are doing is harmful to their babies, and the fathers could be somewhere else off having sex with the next one or basically having no understanding of the role that they are playing or should be playing in the development of their children. Our culture has totally relegated men to the sidelines, to the periphery of pregnancy and birth, as if fathers don't matter, as if all they are sperm donors and have no business in the process of pregnancy and birth. And of course, this is all completely false, and it is all contributing to the breakdown in family bonds. Fathers have a critical role to play during conception and pregnancy and birth, and that topic alone could take me 2 hours to talk with you about the father's role and how significant he is. But the fact is, most fathers don't have a clue, and most fathers are very confused and separated from the development of their children while they're in the womb, and often from the birth process as well. So we have the male energy being cut off in a huge way even before the baby comes out of the womb. Now we have this mother. You know, she may be lucky enough to have a partner who will be present for the birth with her and a hospital system that will allow the father to be present. Let's say that's the best situation that these unconscious people can find themselves in. Now they're going to go to a hospital. Well, first they're going to go for prenatal care. Let's start there with prenatal care. And within the first few months of pregnancy, these Luciferians in white coats, these doctors who've been trained in medical school to be participating Luciferians, they will say to the parents, we need to do an ultrasound on your baby to make sure everything is okay. Now, ultrasound, for people who don't understand what it is, it's high-frequency sound waves that they blast at the baby, and in order to create images on a screen, they blast these sound waves at the developing baby. And these sound waves, although we can't hear them as adults, babies can hear them. And to a baby, it's kind of like the baby is in a subway station and the trains are rolling in constantly. So it's a form of torture for the baby that's in the womb to be exposed to these sound frequencies. Ultrasound was developed as a weapon. It was developed as a naval weapon. They were using it to detect submarines and to attack submarines and also to detect icebergs. They have known for more than 100 years that ultrasound can kill. Fish who swim through the area where these frequencies are being blasted die instantly. All right, dolphins and whales that happen to be in the vicinity when the Navy is doing their war games with the ultrasound frequencies, these animals beach themselves, sometimes with brain hemorrhages, because these sound waves are extremely damaging to cells. And they have known that ultrasound causes brain damage for 100 years. If I gave you the list of the effects of ultrasound, I'm writing a book right now on this very topic about the impact of ultrasound, and I'm making a video also because nobody's really talking about this. Everybody is being told ultrasound is safe, and we now have, you know, some midwives and doctors insisting that babies be exposed to ultrasound 5 or 6 times during one pregnancy. Okay, they're using ultrasound. Number one, they're using ultrasound to break up tumors. Okay, when they direct these frequencies at a tumor, they can blast that tumor apart. So what do we think is happening to the cells of our children when they blast these frequencies at them while they're in the womb? Ultrasound is being used to open the blood-brain barrier, because they want to use these frequencies as a form of remote mind control. All right, now if they are opening the blood-brain barrier on a developing baby, and then they say to the mother, you have to get a vaccine, all right, we have a direct line into the developing brain for the toxic aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, MSG, aspartame, aborted fetal tissue in vaccines. Okay, all of these things have a direct line into the baby's brain because the blood-brain barrier has been opened through the ultrasound. All right, we also have ultrasound being used as a form of male contraception. And the reason for this is because ultrasound causes extreme heating and cavitation. So it causes a bubbling and then the collapse of these bubbles. So when you expose the male scrotum to 2 15-minute blasts of ultrasound, you can have a minimum of 6 months infertility. And the infertility can be permanent. And that's due to the heating and also the cavitation, which destroys the sperm. So what do we suppose is happening to the developing ovaries and testes of our babies when they're blasting these frequencies at the baby's genitals to discover the sex? If you understand the Luciferian agenda and you understand that genocide and the creation of infertility is part of their plan, then you can see the real purpose for ultrasound. Okay, ultrasound, there's so much to say about this lethal, it is lethal technology, okay? It is causing genetic alterations in chromosomes. It's causing changes in our children's DNA. It causes a disruption of the spleen's ability to produce antibodies with which to fight disease. So we're talking damage to the immune system. We're talking damage to the central nervous system. We're talking birth defects, especially genital and urinary tract birth defects. And this is due to the focus on the genitals with the ultrasound frequencies. We're causing damage to the heart. We have had a 250% increase in heart defects in babies between 1889 and 96, the very same period of time when the American Food and Drug Administration raised the levels that babies could be exposed to through ultrasound. They raised them by a multiple of at least 8. So let's say instead of 9 volts, the babies are now getting 72 or something like that. It's much larger than this. All right, and during this very same period, we see a 250% increase in heart defects in babies. We're seeing microcephaly, miscarriage, preterm labor, liver cell damage, brain enzyme damage, decreased, you know, blood clotting ability, low birth weight, delayed speech, malformed bones in the legs, shorter legs, eye problems, cataracts. This is due to the free radicals that ultrasound causes. Dyslexia, left-handedness. You know, left-handedness is a sign of mild brain damage. All of these things are being linked now to ultrasound. And I'm willing to bet you we're going to be seeing a serious infertility problem amongst the children who have been exposed to this technology in the womb.
The eugenics aspect, the depopulation aspect, is a key component of this. So if they can hammer the developing children in the womb from their twisted standpoint, so much the better.
Yes, indeed. Everything is working in a group. You know, it's kind of like working together to really do as much harm as possible to the kids without the parents picking up on the fact that where the harm is coming from. So, for example, the promotion of vaccines, right, vaccinating a pregnant woman. Now, what we're finding in the United States is if a mother allows herself to be vaccinated with the flu shot during pregnancy, the chances of her baby dying in the womb are increased by 4,250%. So, for you moms out there considering allowing yourself to be vaccinated during pregnancy, hey, if you want to kill your baby, go do it. Absolutely. The vaccines are almost sure to kill your baby. That's how serious this is. 4,250% chance your baby will die in the womb. All right, I just had a mother reach out to me. Everything was fine during the pregnancy. 3 weeks prior to birth, they're pushing her to get vaccinated. She didn't tell me this at first. She said for some reason, right at the time of, right as she came to term, the baby had no heart rate. Her baby died. The baby was fine. And suddenly the baby's heart stopped beating. The baby just died. And she couldn't understand what went on. And of course the medical system is scratching its head. Gee, I wonder what could have possibly caused the death of this baby. And I said to this mother, did you allow them to vaccinate you? Of course she did. And within 3 weeks, her baby was dead. And that wasn't the flu vaccine, that was the DTaP. Okay, vaccines, like ultrasound, are biological weapons. They have no benefit whatsoever. Every single vaccine will cause harm to you and your children. Every single vaccine will disrupt the immune system of the person, of the bloodstreams that they are injected to. They will cause brain damage from the extreme amounts of heavy metals contained in these things, and the vaccines will disrupt genetic integrity. Why? Because they contain DNA from things like aborted human babies. When you inject the DNA of a dead baby into the bloodstream of a living baby, you are sure to scramble the genetics of the living baby. Okay, the same thing goes when you inject monkey kidney, pig blood, bovine fetal serum from cows, caterpillar eggs, guinea pig brains. You wouldn't believe the stuff that they're using in vaccines, but if you do your research, you'll see what I'm saying. Okay, when you inject the DNA from animals and insects into your children's bloodstream, all right, we're talking about chimeras, basically. You're scrambling the genetics of your children and mixing these genetics with the genetics of animals and insects. You better believe these kids are becoming autistic. Of course they are. You better believe they're neurologically damaged and immune system damaged and digestive system damaged and damaged on every spiritual level. Okay, these things are biological weapons. Every one of the things that I'm sharing with you during this talk that we have tonight, every one of these things has been designed as biological weapons. And they are designed to harm us. If they don't turn us into dribbling idiots, they want to kill us, or they want to make us sick and kill us slowly so that they can generate as many shekels as possible prior to our death. It's evil. We're talking about a Luciferian system. The word pharmacy, derives from the word pharmakia. Pharmakia means sorcery, right? The rod of Hermes that the American medical system uses with the intertwining serpents should tip us off. you know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
oh, yes.
We got a bunch of serpent worshippers here, okay, with the rod of Hermes. Hermes was the god of liars, thieves, and gamblers. This is all in my book, by the way. My book is called Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. And you can find it on my website at birthofanewearth.com. If you want to understand the basis of the medical system, you must first understand Luciferianism, and you must first understand the cult that is behind all of this evil. All right, this cult is written about even in the Bible. All right, what did Jesus say? He said to the people who were in the temple, the usurers who were in the temple, right? Ye are of your father the devil. You are the synagogue of Satan. Jesus was saying it flat out. You people are a Luciferian cult. Blood drinking, animal sacrificing, human sacrificing, infant torturing, genital mutilating, child raping cult. This cult has a holy book called the Talmud that says it's okay to have sex with 3-year-old children. This cult, if you read the Bible and you read it carefully and you think for yourself, okay, if you look at Abraham, right, the father of this cult. Abraham was a sorcerer.
Yes.
And his wife Sarah, right, they would go from town to town and lie to everybody and say that Sarah was his sister instead of his wife. And then Sarah would marry the richest men in the town. This happened over and over again. She would get into the compounds of the rich men, and then everybody would start dying. All the animals, all the people, they would all start dying. And this is because Sarah was poisoning them. Sarah was an herbal sorcerer. And the reason that she was poisoning them is because Abraham would then say to the rich men, well, you know, everybody in your compound is dying because you're having sex with my wife and my God is pissed off. And these rich men are like, what are you talking about? What do you mean she's your wife? Why did you deceive us? Why did you lie to us? Why did you tell us that she was your sister? Why did you let me marry her? Okay, the reason that he allowed this, that Abraham allowed this, is because he wanted to blackmail the rich men. All right, so now we have a situation where everybody's dying, and the rich men are told, give me all your wealth. Give me all your property. If you want anybody in your compound to survive, give me everything you have. And the rich men are forced to give Abraham a tremendous amount of their wealth. Abraham, then Sarah leaves the compound. Everybody starts getting better because she stops poisoning everybody. They leave town and they go to the next town and do the same exact thing. And this is the father of what we call Judaism today. This is the father of even the whole, you know, all the religions are Abrahamic. Right? They all come from this herbal sorcerer that we call Abraham. He was a wicked demon, and his wife was a slut sorcerer, poisoner, all right? But the Jews have been doing this for centuries. They have been, you know, there's all kinds of stories about them poisoning wells and poisoning people over and over again. They have been herbal sorcerers for centuries, and they are still herbal sorcerers. This is what they're doing with their pharmakia. They are in control of the medical system. And they're poisoning everybody that enters into the medical system. Every form of their, what they call medicine, is a form of poison. There is no healing taking place in the medical system. None. You may be able to cover up symptoms by altering the nature of the body, by altering the processes of the body through their chemical sorcery. But the longer you expose your body to their chemical sorcery, the more sick you will become over time. That's the nature of their game. They want people sick. They want people dying. They're making maximum shekels from this. And besides, in their mind, and according to their Talmud, for every non-Jew they kill, right, this is a good sacrifice to their gods. They're not monotheistic, by the way. Okay, their Kabbalah contains at least 10 gods and goddesses. And they worship these gods and goddesses. These are demons. They're not anything anybody should respect.
They created monotheism in order to create strife. Their form of monotheism was just a way to pit these different religions against each other and then clean up the mess that they've created.
Well, I agree that they are behind every religion. I will say this. Christianity, because of the connection with Jesus, has the potential for good, but Christianity is also a Luciferian cult for a variety of reasons, one of which is the fact that they're worshiping the same demon, Yahweh. He's a demon. This is not the real creator. The real creator does not tell people to take their infant sons and cut off the most sensitive part of their penis. All right, the real creator created a penis specifically in such a way so that this little baby could experience love when he became an adult and could create life with the energy of love. So the real creator created a foreskin because the foreskin activates the neurobiology of love. It triggers the male brain to produce neurochemicals of love and bonding. All right, but the creator's adversary, who the Jews are worshiping and the Christians are worshiping also, okay, the creator's adversary is the one that says, cut that foreskin off to create a covenant with me. All right, so Christians have made a huge mistake in the sense that they are worshiping the same demon that the Jews are worshiping. That's mistake number one. And they are engaged in rituals, satanic rituals. For example, communion. All right, drinking the blood and eating the body parts of a sacrificed man is a satanic ritual. This is what the Satanists and Luciferians do. They sacrifice humans, they drink their blood, and they eat their body parts. And Christians are doing this symbolically. Most of them are not doing it literally. They're doing it symbolically, whereas the Jews are doing it literally. Jewish people eat foreskins. Do you know that?
Yes, there's this rabbi in New York who defiantly says, I'm going to continue to circumcise children, drink the blood from their severed penises, and give them herpes, and it doesn't matter to them.
That's right. That's just the drinking blood part. Some of the Jewish women, they believe if they eat the foreskins, that this will provide them with a male baby. It will make them fertile and make them have a male baby. They're cannibals and blood drinkers and child sacrificers and child torturers. This is a cult. This is a Luciferian cult. 50,000 chickens were sacrificed on the streets of New York City last year in September for their Capro ritual. Right? They swing the chickens over their heads. And put all, you know, they think if they put all their evil deeds into the chickens, then they can have a good life. The streets of Brooklyn were running red with blood because the Jews had their ritual. And this was legal. All right, so Satanism is alive and well on the streets of New York City and throughout our world because of this cult. Wherever this cult goes, we will continue to see very bad things happen. And members of this cult have been kicked out of 84 different countries, or 89, I don't remember the exact number. All right, and some of these countries they've been kicked out of more than once. So they've been kicked out of 109 times. They've been kicked out of various countries because everywhere they go, they do the same thing. They kill children. They're doing this human sacrifice thing. They're sodomizing children. They're having sex with children. They're pedophiles. Unbelievable. And we have this happening in the United States where they're trying to normalize and legalize pedophilia because the Jews are in control of the United States. They're in control of the legal system and the judicial system, the government system, the legislative body, the Supreme Court. They've got 4 Jews on the Supreme Court out of 9. And they've introduced Talmudic law into the Supreme Court of the United States. All right, most of our senators, most of them, are dual Israeli-American citizens. They're Jews. Their primary allegiance is to their Jewishness, is to their Luciferian cult, not to the United States of America. All right, so America's in deep doo-doo right now. I mean, we're in dire shit.
And the point you made about the Christians, whereas it's really Christian Zionism, and they're not even aware of it. The Israel first mentality, you have these freaks, televangelists on TV, John Hagee, just on his knees begging for war with Iran and begging for war with everybody. And these are the people that many of these Christians identify with. It's bizarre.
You know, all forms of religion are a form of mind control.
Yes.
All forms of religion are designed to get people worshiping an entity that is not the Creator. And to get people behaving in ways that are the antithesis of love. All right, so these people are doing things that go against everything that is good and beautiful in the Creator's design. Because they are participating in Luciferianism. They don't know this. You know, they're all completely under mind control. They are all basically biological robots. They're not thinking. They're indoctrinated into systems that they don't understand. And they don't question, and they don't think about it. They never even step outside the box. So they're watching TV. TV is a huge source of mind control, totally controlled by the Jews. They're reading newspapers, totally controlled by the Jews, sending their kids to school, totally controlled by Jews, birthing their children in the medical system, totally controlled by Jews.
The sex education that's being meted out to the children, too, is horrific, where they're normalizing pedophilia, the whole transgender concept, where we're supposed to accept that these males who pass themselves off as females are perfectly within their right to follow little girls in the bathrooms, and if we complain about it, we're racist. That's how everything has been inverted and stood on its head.
Well, inversion is their, it's one of their skills. We call these Luciferian reversals. You know, so if they can turn things on their head, turn bad into good, or make us believe that bad is good, you know, then they have won. And yes, our children are in great danger right now because of this sex education, quote unquote. How come they're not having education about love? How come they're not educated about how to create happy families or become conscious parents? Why are they being educated to have sex? All right, what's really going on here? They're really being conditioned to align their energies with the satanic agenda. That's why there's sex education. And sex education in the United States, and I know it's in Australia as well, is now starting at 4 or 5, where children are being taught about orgasm, about masturbation.
About fisting at an early age.
Fisting is coming in like 5th grade.
Yes.
Yes, where they're being told that it's intimate to shove your fist into somebody's ass. But the children, the very young, all of the children, but the very young children who are being shown pictures of intercourse, this is all what a pedophile does to prepare a child for pedophilia, right? You sexually arouse the children. You desensitize them to sexual behavior, right? You prep them. You prepare them for even penetration at the age of 5. Some of these psychos are penetrating babies. That's how freaking absolutely despicably insane and demonically possessed that they are. I've heard stories about what's going on in hospitals. Like one father told me that the doctor took his infant daughter and put his finger inside of her vagina in front of the father. And said, I'm just doing this so I can make sure everything's okay in there. Really?
The medical schools and dental schools graduates narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths. It gives them the illusion of power that if they just go along with these dogmas, one day they will dress up and share the power and have power and influence out of all proportion to their numbers and can do all kinds of things like you just described.
Horrifying. Well, doctors are put through a process of trauma-based mind control. That's what medical school is. It's similar to military boot camp. So doctors are forced to operate with lack of sleep. They're sometimes kept awake for 3 or more days while they're in residency. Sometimes they can't go outside for a couple of months, so they're deprived of sun, light deprived, food, you know, nutrition deprived, they're eating toxic food all day, sleep deprived. They're forced to do things in medical school, horrific abuse. In my book, I have a section on this, stories from various people that have gone through medical school and what they were forced to do while they were in medical school. So one doctor was talking about how they would bring a dog in on a stretcher. The students were told that the dog was anesthetized, which I totally know is a lie. They don't anesthetize animals. They paralyze them. But in any event, every medical student was forced to cut the dog right, clean out the wound that he just created, and suture the dog. So this dog was cut into multiple times by each of the students. And this doctor was saying, do I really have to do this shit? I'm not going to be a surgeon. Why do I have to do this? And he was told that he better do it if he wanted to get through medical school. Otherwise, he'd be kicked out. So they use dogs a lot in medical school because dogs are one of the most loving beings on the planet. And it goes against everything in human nature to harm a dog. But they're being forced to harm dogs. Just like a child who is born into a satanic cult, and Kurt Barker talks about this. He's a survivor of satanic ritual abuse. He was forced to bond with a dog. All right, they prevent them from bonding with their mothers, of course, and have them bond with the dog instead, and then they have them kill the dog in order to break their psyche. So dogs are used often to mind control people, and this includes in medical school. Another class they were forced to participate in was about learned helplessness, and in this class, they walked into a room where a dog was in a tank of water, forced to swim. The dog was forced to swim for many hours, and if the dog went to the platform to try to save its life, it was electroshocked. So when the dog finally became exhausted and gave up, the people would go in and save the dog, collect the dog, and bring the dog back the next day and do the same thing to the dog over and over again. And the medical students were forced to participate in this so that they could learn about learned helplessness. There's other things that are being done that medical students are forced to do to animals. Another person described how they brought in a cow, and the cow was in this crate where it couldn't move forward or backwards. And a female cow, every medical student in the room, and there was like 40 or 50, was invited to come up and stick their whole hand inside the cow's vagina so that they could feel the inside of a vagina. And the woman who I interviewed for this particular piece was saying, holy shit, they're going to gang rape this cow. Everybody in this room is participating in a gang rape of a cow. She could clearly see what was going on, and she didn't get through medical school. She quit, right? She wasn't going to do this kind of stuff, right? But most of them did.
In the process, not only does it desensitize them to the suffering of the poor animal, for many of them it removes any last vestige of empathy they may have had to begin with.
That's right. Empathy and morality, it's all going to go out the window. It has to. I mean, how can you become a circumciser? How can you strap an infant to a torture board called a circumstraint, right? His little hands are strapped in. His feet are strapped in. The kid is crucified to this board. And how can you take a sharp instrument and jam that instrument into this child's penis? This is all done without anesthetic. And listen to the tortured screams of an infant while you jam that instrument in his penis, all right, and rip the foreskin, which is adhered to the glands, rip it off of the glands and cut it off. How can you do this if something extremely drastic has not happened to you, to cause your spirit to leave your body and to turn you into a freaking satanic robot willing to torture infants for money?
Yes. And the pediatricians who can look into the eyes of the parents and say, your kid's turning blue, he's arching his back and he's screaming these high-pitched shrill screams. Wasn't the vaccine, but you just jabbed him a moment ago, before and after, cause and effect. Wasn't the vaccines,
right?
Next. And then if the parents make a fuss about it, Child Protective Services, and their world is upended even more. So that's the nature of this satanic system that we live under, folks. And we're just getting started here. The end of the first hour, we've got so much more from our guest, Janice Barcello. You've been listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. If you believe in what we're doing here at the Cosmic Switchboard Show, please go to our website, thecosmicswitchboard.com, and subscribe and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next hour.
Because this is a frequency war.